Banning Ranch is one of the last undeveloped stretches of coastal area in Orange County. The Newport Beach property used to house oil fields, but it also happens to be a habitat for endangered wildlife, and that means a lot of people are concerned about it. There have long been plans to develop. The Banning Ranch property would contain just under 1,000 homes and tens of thousands of square feet of retail space, a hotel too. And months ago, the California Coastal Commission, rejected a development plan for the property. But then analysts for the commission recommended increasing development there. Well, the shift created outrage, and Gustavo Arellano is here to weigh in. He's the editor of the OC Weekly. He's here for this week's Orange County Line. Hey, Gustavo.
Hola, Steve.
Let's talk about this Banning Ranch project, because there are a lot of moving parts here. Number one, the property itself. A lot of people are concerned about the development of this property.
We're talking about 400 acres here in Newport Beach, one of the priciest cities in Southern California with beautiful views. But since it was an oil well decades ago, it's also contaminated. So on one hand, you have developers who are saying, look, we just have a bunch of scrub and nothing. And, you know, you still have oil derricks there. So let us go in, clean it up. And those places that are still salvageable, we'll make into public space, trails and whatnot. On the other hand, you have environmentalists who say having a developer there and putting more property there is completely pointless. And here we have a chance to be able to, go in, take out those derricks and have something that's completely undeveloped and beautiful.
So the commission, Gustavo, rejected the original Banning Ranch plan, but just recently pushed for the project's approval. What's changed in the 7 months in between?
Of course, this whole year, the Coastal Commission's been under fire. The commissioners, they fired their executive director. That was a very unpopular move. A lot of critics are saying that it was done to get a more developer-friendly executive director there. Steve Lopez, of course, of the LA Times, has really been targeting the various commissioners here and there. And then recently, another commissioner disclosed, actually, the LA Times broke the story that another commissioner disclosed that he had actually been having talks with some of the developers who want to go into Banning Ranch, and he hadn't disclosed that personally.
So, this is the executive director who replaced, by the way, Charles Lester, who was fired. This is Steve Kinsey.
Yeah. And so a lot of people are saying, hey, now 7 months ago, 7 months ago, the Coastal Commission didn't even want to hear or, rejected the plans. And now all of a sudden you have analysts working for them. They're going to give the recommendation to go forward with it. So a lot of people are really upset by this and very suspicious of what's going on.
There are those who say, Gustavo, the commission is favoring this development over the environment. Is Banning Ranch an introductory, shall I say, battleground to the new Coastal Commission, minus the former head, Charles Lester, who I said was fired?
Absolutely. And especially here in Orange County, the developer is almost always favored over the environment. What does that have to do with Orange County nowadays, right? But, there's going to be more of these happening all along the coast. There was another issue recently where the Coastal Commission was a little bit better, and we've talked about this before, access to the beach at the Dana Point Headlands, but this is a completely different issue. This is talking about unspoiled land, say for the oil, of course, and whether we want to make it into the next Crystal Cove Promenade or really save it into something pretty.
Now, the commission delayed its vote on the project until perhaps September. The September meeting is scheduled for Humboldt County, which in my recollection and looking at a map, Gustavo, is not really near Newport Beach or Orange County.
The feeling is that actually, because there's so much uproar over this, that they're probably going to move it to Long Beach or definitely somewhere closer in Southern California, just to give people the chance to be able to talk about the issue. So, if the Coastal Commission does that, that's great. If not, hey, the fix is in, guys.
All right. Gustavo Arellano with this week's Orange County Line. Gustavo, thank you.